Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast, Shift Into Wellness. Thanks for listening again and coming back. I was so overwhelmed by all the positive feedback that I received on my first episode. So thank you so much, those of you that reached out. I so appreciate it, and I'm so happy that what I've been doing and talking about it resonated with so many of you. It's pretty amazing to me. So I decided to, for the second episode, to go into a little bit more detail on what I've been doing as a solo episode before I release some interviews with some awesome, interesting people. So I'm gonna call this one Body, Mind, and Spirit. And I'm gonna go through each of those and talk about what I've been doing in all of those categories and just go dive a little bit deeper into each of them. So we'll start off with body. My body is feeling pretty good. I touched a little bit on nutrition and what I've been doing in terms of eating. So I did switch to organic as much as possible. It's something that I've read about for ages, forever. And it's something I've considered, and I've particularly considered it since we have lived up north where there's so many farms and farmers markets around us, basically at our fingertips. And instead of, I was just going to Metro and or wherever and grabbing produce, instead of buying this local, delicious, or at least organically sourced produce and supporting local farms. And one thing that I was afraid, I guess if not afraid, but weary of, was the price of organic food. And it's something that people mention to me as soon as I tell them I've switched to organic. Oh, but it's so expensive. And that was me for the longest time as well. And so after a couple of months of doing it, I can honestly say it's expensive. Parts of it are expensive. Some of it is very on par with your average groceries, at least in produce. But when I put into perspective where I'm going to spend my money or how much money I'm going to spend on food that's going into my system to nourish my system, I think it's totally worth it. And where I was spending all that money on whatever, makeup, booze, clothing, new pair of jeans, which are all, of course, things that you still need to get, but you don't have to buy five pairs of jeans or five pairs of shorts or whatever it is. And you can spend that money on nourishing your body and your system. I just think it's so worth it. And if you have the means necessary, then do it. And folks, it's not like I'm raking in the cash right now, but I'm still making sure that I am buying organic as much as possible. So when I switched to organic, I also started to look at what kind of poultry, eggs, and meat I was eating, and wanted to make sure that that was also the best product available. And there are tons of eggs available on side, like roads at the side of the, or sorry, farms at the side of the road up here, where you can literally just pull over and buy a couple cartons of fresh eggs. I make sure that they're pasture raised and free range. And you can tell the yolks are like bright orange versus this like light yellow weird color that comes in the eggs out of the store. And then I found a couple of great farms up here. One is called Good Family Farms, and this guy Mitch, his Instagram's amazing. He shows you what goes into the soil and why, and what the cattle eat and how they're raised, and it's quite amazing. And I'm happy to support him, and I'm happy to support his farm. And I also, we've been trying out True Local, which was highly recommended from multiple people, and we've been quite pleased with it so far. So that's a great option too. It's the box that we get is for two of us. I know they have ones for four at a certain price per month, and you can basically pick and choose what's going into your box monthly, and you can switch it up. It's a pretty good deal. And it's also really high quality fish, meat, chicken, etc. So while I was doing that, I also was paying attention to when and how much I was eating. So all the rage lately is intermittent fasting. And I know some people, some girls that I talk to, ladies, that's been very successful for them. It wasn't for me. I tried it. 16 hours, not for me. I go about 14. And so I eat breakfast, I eat lunch, I have a little snack in the afternoon usually, and I eat dinner. And one thing that I got rid of was snacking at night. And I would say I wasn't doing a lot of it, especially in the winter, because I go to bed at like 8 after Jeopardy when it's dark out, and I hate winter. But I would snack occasionally or feel like I needed something sweet, which was not really right. If you're craving something sweet at night, I've learned something's going on and maybe your nutrition isn't on point. So I cut down my portions a little bit at dinner. I was, even when I was healthy eating, I was crushing food. I can eat a lot of food. So I cut down my portions a little bit, but ate until I felt full, but not stuffed. And then just didn't eat again. And I wasn't going to bed starving. I was going to bed satiated, really. And if I was still really hungry, I would have a little bit of something. It's intuitive eating. And I would never feel guilty about it. I wasn't going to crush a chocolate bar or a bag of popcorn. I would maybe have a little piece of dark chocolate, or if I was hungry, I don't know, some fruit or some chia pudding or something like that. But I have been concentrating on getting fiber, lots of nutrient dense foods, greens, bitter greens, a plethora of different things. And it's been friggin' delicious. Healthy eating, I've always found it to be so delicious. I think that perhaps people that don't think healthy eating isn't delicious haven't grasped what healthy eating could be, and maybe haven't found the right recipes or the right nutritionists to follow, because we have really good meals and really good food here. And most recently I signed up for a little four-week detox program, which I'd already been doing. As if you listen to the last podcast, I talked a bit about that. This one's a bit more paleo-centric, so it's some less grains. I was eating, I love rice and quinoa and buckwheat, so I still eat those, but not as often. And it's cut dairy and it's cut gluten, which I realized I cut a while back. I didn't even really do it on purpose, but I did, and I can live without it. And I feel pretty dang good, other than the fact that my tummy still reacts to quite a few foods, which is a whole other topic of the SIBO discussion. But I feel good, and I love healthy eating. I love cooking. I love posting food pics, and I love feeding people too. So that's what's going on the nutrition side of things. Body, yoga and Pilates. So yoga I was introduced to years ago, around 2005. And it was, at the time, it was called Bikram Hot Yoga. And I loved it. It was incredible. The hottest room in town, and you're sweating your ass off for 90 minutes and you're friggin' working hard. And it was fantastic. And I got out of it. I got into this, I got into that, got back into it, got into hot Pilates, and then really got into CrossFit in the city. A friend of mine owned a gym in Toronto, which is now, gosh, they've changed names from CrossFit 416, for 416 Fitness Club. And Dan runs it, and it's awesome. And when we moved up here, like I said, I got back into CrossFit at CrossFit Industry. It's an incredible facility, awesome owners and coaches, and it was fantastic. And then I was doing a little bit of yoga, but it was boring and it wasn't hot. And I was doing it in the evening after work, which was not good for me. I am a morning person through and through, and I just wasn't digging it. So when I decided to start attempting yoga and Pilates again, I didn't really have much faith or confidence in myself that I could keep it up. But Melissa Wood Health, she, in my opinion, is so chill and a beautiful person and pushes you. And I loved the fact that there were Pilates classes, yoga classes, abs and ass and legs, you name it, she's got it. And you just pick what you want to do for the day. And often in the mornings, I was literally doing 20 minutes and it was hard work and it felt so short and I wasn't killing myself. And I felt like, was that enough? Oh my God, I wasn't dying after. But after a month, I was like, ooh, my abs are getting stronger and I still am feeling toned and my arms were getting smaller. The CrossFit muscles were going down, but the muscles were still there. They were just leaner. And I really got into it and I dig it. And so it's a practice that I will continue to incorporate. I think probably forever, at least for a long dang time. And that did a lot of great things for my body. It helped my back pain, like I said, immensely. It was just easy on my back. And there were really not even many movements where I felt like it was uncomfortable, which was fantastic. I didn't have to modify really. So I love that. And I feel like it's done wonders for my body. My body, my skincare. My skin feels really good. I was trying to find different products. And when I was started reading about detoxification and what was in skincare, and now I've discovered the EWG, is that what it's called, website? And you can punch in a product and it rates it from 1 to 10. It's amazing. Then I really started to think about what I was going to put on my face every day, because you're using soap, you're putting on moisturizer, you're putting on maybe using a toner. This is for the women. And Skin Essence was recommended and I read up on it, and it's a Canadian company, certified organic, and it's like an oil rather than a creamy moisturizer. And I put some frankincense essential oil in there and put it on damp skin, and it's amazing. My skin feels so good and so hydrated. And their eye cream, which is also like an oil, oh, it just feels nourished and I love it. And my hair feels really good. I don't wash my hair a lot. And just using the Good Juju bar soap and conditioner, it took a bit of getting used to because you're very used to that lather, which I've since learned that that lather comes from these crappy ingredients that results in this lather in your hair. You're used to having that. So it took me a while, and you can get lather with these soap bars. It just takes a little longer. But my hair feels friggin' incredible after. It's so soft and it smells lovely, with just a very mild scent. And that is one cool thing that's been going on with my bod. I'm trying to get into the hot, cold mixed showers. I don't even know what the name for that is, but it's something like, you know, you go to the Scandinav spa up here and you go in the hot bath for a while, and then they recommend you go into that cold pool. And people don't love doing it, but I do, because holy crap, you're like, oh, it's freezing, but it feels so good. And then you hop into back into the hot bath, or back into the sauna or the steam room. And so I've been doing that with showers a little bit, and that feels really good. And I've heard that the benefits are incredible. I can't tell you what they are. I haven't read up on it a ton, but it makes me feel good. Next step, we want to get an infrared sauna for out back. A two-person infrared sauna. And I know a couple people that have them, and I can't wait. So that'll be next on the docket. And then for the body as well, obviously acupuncture and cupping and massage has just been incredible. It makes my body feel so good. Jen even does some acupuncture for my gut health. She worked on my lower back a lot with between acupuncture and hot cupping when it was sore. It's freaking amazing, acupuncture. I just can't get over it. And it's kind of cool seeing her, because she knows a lot about Chinese medicine and supplementation, or, you know, best holistic practices. So I love having that in my life, and I highly recommend it. Even if you don't have benefits, and a lot of benefits will cover acupuncture, you can find places that charge not a ton per session, and it's something that you are spending money on yourself for self-care, and it's totally worth it. And obviously with the body comes weight loss, which is a big topic. And something that I didn't really know if I was going to touch on when I was talking about my wellness journey, but then I thought, how can't I? I mean, it's almost 30 pounds, and I feel like I'm not at the end of it yet. I'm not at the end of the weight loss road. It's just that I'm not focused on a diet. So I just don't know when it's going to end, but it was slowly but surely. And what it's told me, and I've always been someone that's fluctuated in weight. I've had years where I feel like a million bucks. I've had years where I feel bloated, inflamed, and definitely overweight. I've never been, you know, obese or anything like that, but you know what you feel like in your own body, and you know where you're comfortable. So I've definitely been out of my comfort range many times, unfortunately. And always when my focus was that I wanted to lose weight. Okay, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 20 pounds. And when I started not drinking for 4 weeks every year in my 30s, I would lose 10 pounds in that month just from not drinking. I would have desserts because I missed the sugar, but I would eat well and I would lose 10 pounds. And it was that simple. And then in my 40s, losing weight wasn't very easy. And I knew I needed to, but I would try this, try that, or I would, you know, do something fantastic like the Reds Reset, which taught me so much and did help me lose weight. But then I would revert back to old habits, and I'd be back and forth on the nutrition train. And the difference was truly that this time I just started making changes and stopped focusing on weight loss. I wasn't weighing myself all the time. I finally weighed myself because I was like, I feel pretty good. And I lost 8 pounds. I'm like, wow, that's pretty fantastic. And then the more changes I made in around the house and in our food and in my diet, if you will, how I was eating and when I was eating, it just started to drop off. And so I'm not saying it's easy. That's not what I'm here to say. It took a lot of changes. But what it told me is that it's not as hard as everybody thinks it is. And for some people, of course, it's going to be different. My story is going to be very different from everybody's, I think. Some people have, you know, a girlfriend of mine has just had a Dutch test and her hormones are out of control. So she's going to have different things to work on. And another friend, you know, has anxiety and stress issues going on, and that's going to affect your weight big time. So what worked for me may not work for you, but I think it would to an extent. I think that detoxifying your life is massive and can be very helpful to your system and to the weight that you're carrying. So that's what's going on in the old bod. Next up is mind. So I said in the last podcast episode, it's a mindset. I changed my mindset, and that couldn't be more true. It is 100%. I have changed my mindset. I try to not focus on anything negative, which isn't always easy, but try to find a positive spin on things. And just feel good and be happy. And I love being in a good mood, and I'm a generally pretty happy, energetic person. And I'm working to be like that, you know, 90% of the time rather than 70 or something like that. So the oils, like I said, the essential oils are helping me with that immensely. Since I discovered them, they just make me happy. Getting up in the morning, I love to have a coffee. My second favorite thing, or even my first, is to get the diffuser going. And you pick out what you want going on for the morning and how you want it to make you feel. And at the same time, it's detoxifying the air in your home. And it's just so fantastic. And it really, really, they really help me control, not control. It's not like I'm, you know, there's negative shit going on all the time, but it just helps me. It helps bring in positivity for me. So with the mind, along with yoga and Pilates, came the idea of meditation, which is funny. For anybody that knows me knows I'm pretty high energy. I tried to do a couple of meditation, like guided meditations. Melissa Wood Health had a 6-minute meditation and I lasted for 2. And then somebody told me, good job, that's really good to start. And a girlfriend of mine posted like her daughter and her son meditating, and the daughter was zen, and then she's like, I don't know, 6, and the boy is 4, and he was up like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, I am your son 1,000%. And she's like, I could see that. So zoning out in meditation is not my forte still, and I can own that. But what I have been able to work on in the yoga realm is breath work. And that has been pretty amazing. Breath work, or just thinking about your breath in general, is quite amazing. And it's something that my friend and acupuncturist talks to me about frequently. She's going to lend me a book on breath soon. I'll keep you posted on how that was. But noticing that how you breathe throughout the day, and if you're a mouth breather or nose breather, and just concentrating on your breath a little bit. And I do that, and I find that at the beginning and the end of the yoga series, MWH always takes a minute and to work on, like, breathe it in, put your hand over your heart, and it feels so good. I'm just like, oh yeah, like, breathe in and then release it. And you're like, ooh, baby, like, how does that small thing feel so good? I don't know, but it does. And it's something that I will continue to think about. And I don't think about it all the time. I'll be driving my car or sitting here at night, and I'm like, ooh, take a breath, breathe out, take a breath. And if any of you suffer from stress or anxiety, I'm told that that can help immensely too. Just some deep breaths. It certainly helps me. Sleep. It's a thing. It's a big thing. Getting enough sleep and a great sleep. I've always been a pretty good sleeper. Early go to bedder, early riser. And I like about 8 hours a night if I can. I know that's not possible for everybody. And some people thrive off 4 or 5 hours. I don't know how you do that, but if that is great for you, then fantastic. Just make sure you're getting it. If you can, you know, and if you have kids and if you have tons of crap going on, not crap, but tons of things going on, try to get your sleep, because sleep is when you rejuvenate and, you know, your body just gets its shit back together and gears up for the next day. So I try to have a little ritual, maybe put on a diffuser with some oils or a little lavender on the old pillow and read instead of scroll on my phone, which is hard, but I'm working on it. And last night I bought magnesium flakes, like Epsom salts, and put some oils on that and had a bath, and that was pretty friggin' amazing. So sleep is huge for the mind. And then along with the mindset, I'll talk a little bit about being in your own head. So I knew this winter I wasn't as happy. I won't say I wasn't happy. I wasn't not happy. I just wasn't as happy as I wanted to be. And I knew I likely wanted to make a change. I just didn't know in what regard in my life, in terms of my career. And I left my job. And quite frankly, it was a good job. I had great bosses. I had great coworkers. I worked at a ski club, and the members were totally amazing. And it was a generally very positive atmosphere, but something was missing. And I knew in the end that I didn't want to be in the food and beverage industry anymore right now. And again, I will never say never. I might in a year be like, oh my God, I miss it, and get back into management. But I knew that it's not what I wanted to do right now. And I knew that what I wanted to do was share my journey and get into health and wellness. And where I was in my mind, I started outweighing things. I started journaling. I started reaching out to people. And I felt really confident. I felt really good. I felt really confident for the most part. But there is also a part of me that thought about people's opinions. What will this person think if I do this? Am I a fraud? Is it okay if I do this? Do I have enough knowledge to put forth to other people? What do I have to do to pursue this? And mainly, like, what will these people in my life think? And these people are, some of them are important people. Some of them, well, everyone's important, but some of them are more important than others in my direct life, if you will. And I was thinking, will they be pumped? Will they think it's great? Will they think, I'm being ridiculous. And that's your mind for you. I was like, what the fuck is this? What am I thinking about right now? I'm a boss lady, man. I'm going to do this. I'm going to own it. And I'm going to go for it. And the few friends that I told, that I spoke to about what I've been going through and my ideas were just like so supportive and so pumped and pumping me up. And I thought, okay, that's what I needed. I needed a kick in the ass, a little help from my friends. And here I am. And my self-confidence is back to attack. And I feel awesome and really excited for the future. And that's where my mind is at. And the third thing is spirit. Spirituality. So for me, spirit, that also tied in with believing in myself. It's a big part of everybody's spirit, in my opinion. You can people's auras and spirit ooze out of them sometimes, and I feel like mine is oozing out of me right now. And I've opened myself up to different ideas in what I would classify in spirit. I've always been really interested and keen in astrology, and it's something that I've gotten a bit more into. I'm definitely very amateur, but I started to dive into my chart a little bit more, and it's friggin' fascinating. If anybody's kind of interested, you know, your sun sign is one thing. I'm a Leo. I was always like, oh yeah, I'm a total Leo. Like, you know, I love being the center of attention. I'm loyal as fuck. I'm, you know, I'm this, that, and the other. And, but there's also your moon sign, your ascending sign. And then I did, a friend told me, you could just download your whole chart, your whole birth chart for free online. Wow. I literally spent like 3 hours the other morning writing out the planets, like Mars, when I was born in Oakville, Ontario, and on August 16th, 1977 at 11:35 PM, you know, Mars was 8 degrees from this, that, and the other. And it's crazy where all the planets were, but everything that it said about me and how I am deep in my core, I was like, holy, I was freaking astounded and blown away. It's like somebody wrote it. It's like you could have called it, this is Amber's personality, or this is Amber. These are Amber's major traits. And I'm like, wow, it freaking. And then there was little things that I don't even think about myself that I was like, yep, yep. And then I'd be like, nope. And then I'm like, but I am kind of like that. Like, you can't just say you're not like all the negative things, because that's not in fact the case. Anyway, super cool astrology. Check it out if you're interested. Another thing with spirit is I've always been a very vivid dreamer. For as long as I can remember, I dream. I dream every night. Sometimes they're just regular old dreams where I'm, you know, getting slammed at a restaurant and I've got 3 tables of 10 and I can't get to any of them and nobody's helping me. And other times I'm literally like traveling to outer space, and it's totally wild. But sometimes in my dreams I see people that have passed away, and my friend Cheryl, who passed away when I was 16, still comes to me in dreams. Mr. Stringer, Leslie's dad, has come and visited, and it's got to be something. It's got to mean something. I don't know what, but I love it, and I love seeing them when I do. And dreams to me are just amazing, and so I'm trying to document them a little bit, and it might be a bit much for a lot of people, but it's just kind of cool, and it's something I've paid attention to my whole life because I dream it so freaking much. And spirit, I just think that spirit, people's spirits, it draws you to the right people. And since I was younger, you know, I would say, oh, do you know so-and-so? And somebody would be like, oh my God, I know them. And you'd be like, oh, it's such a coincidence. But I don't think it is. I think that people are attracted to certain people. And to me, that has to have something to do with spirituality. So there's the hippie bit of this podcast. Let me know what you think. So body, mind, and spirit. That's what I have to say about that. I can't wait to do more podcast episodes and talk to everybody a bit more and touch on so many subjects. I have a list of like 10 people that I've reached out to that I want to interview about, in my opinion, fascinating topics. And I hope that you feel the same. And if there's anything that anybody that's listening wants to hear about, please message me and let me know, because I am listening and I am keen, and I just honestly, the feedback just made me, oh, I'm so excited. So I would love to get a podcast out, you know, as often as possible. And I've got some really good ones in the works. So obviously I would love a follow or a subscribe from you guys. You know where I am on Instagram, Amber Patchla. I'm considering starting a new sort of wellness account. And that's it for today. So thank you so much for joining me again. As always, would love your feedback. And have an awesome day. Bye.